Good evening and welcome, FCers from across the world. You're listening to FC UM Radio, radio for FC United of Manchester, and we're here live at Gig Lane for tonight's marvellous playoff semi-final between FC United of Manchester and Witton Albion. And we'll be bringing you live coverage in precisely 9 minutes' time of today's exciting encounter. You can email us if you're able to use your fingers at the moment by emailing station@fcumradio.co.uk. You can also tweet us this evening, and many of you have already, at FCUM Radio. That's on twitter.com, of course. There's a Facebook page. There is, of course, the unofficial forum, and there's all that palaver. This is FC Live. Hello. So, hello. And welcome to FC Live, brought to you by ConstructiveCoding.com and the Armchair Army. And, well, it's tense, isn't it? We're in Athletic Albion here, and FC United of Manchester, of course. Before we get things going, I'd like to give you the teams. Now, for those people who listened to the podcast this week, we predicted the team, and our predictions were wrong. But you might say that shows how bad we are as pundits. However, it also shows how committed we are to this club, because we gave Witton Albion false information. Yeah, we told them what the formation and the team wasn't going to be. And in that instance, they kind of have set out their formation in a way where they thought, am I making much sense? Basically, we got it wrong, or did we? Swamper.
Well, I think what we did is we're football fans, aren't we? And to second guess what a manager's going to do at this late stage of the season, a team that hasn't, throughout the season, had an 11 week in, week out playing, as the likes of Witton have on occasion, and so have the likes of North Ferriby United, and congratulations to them first and foremost. Terrific going up.
You can't say first and foremost. We've been on air for about 9 minutes. A lot of air time has passed now.
No, it's
we've gone from first.
No, it's the first and foremost for myself.
I mean, you missed a Star Wars opening.
You need to turn yourself down, mate.
Am I? I'm not loud.
Very,
am
very
I?
Loud, yes.
Well, or just put some bass in my voice. I'm very trebly, aren't I? I don't have a deep, booming, bassist-type voice. That's perhaps a little bit better.
I've seen the problem. I've fixed it.
The team itself, yeah, it's... We tried to second guess it. I went home that evening while I was waiting in reception at the BBC. I actually wrote down five different teams.
Where were you?
Down at the BBC.
Down at the BBC. Yes. What were you doing?
I was doing
part of your new temping job.
I was doing my stint on Five Live.
Third stint, people. That's the quality of punditry here. We didn't get the team wrong. We knew exactly what we were doing on Saturday when we called the team for today's game. We were giving them false information. I'm sticking by it.
I'm sure the manager of...
Even Sean Tuck. See?
I'm sure
got his back up. Now he's all rattled.
You don't want to rattle him, to be honest. I'd rather him sort of like...
Well, you don't want to go anywhere near him or rattle. He might fall over.
Oh, very interesting. Yeah. And, well, it's going to be... It really will be a tough encounter this evening. And you probably read the teams out already.
I haven't.
You haven't? Okay, well, let's give you that team news first and foremost, ladies and gentlemen. And good evening wherever you are around the world. As always, ConstructiveCoding.com and the Armchair Army bringing you this game live and exclusive. And you'll be joined by myself and Brian in the opening 45 minutes. Brian, your headset is here, sir, if you want to come and take your commentary position. And we'll give you the team. In goals, it's John Worsnop, Kyle Jacobs, number 2, Lee Neville, number 3, Dave Birch, number 4, Dean Stott, number 5, Lewis Lacey, number 6, Matthew Wunfelden, number 7, Ollie Banks, number 8, Michael Norton, number 9, Jerome Wright, number 10, and Ashley Mulholland, number 11. On the bench for FC United this evening, it's Tom Greaves, it's Matthew Turney, it's Rodri Giggs, it's Jake Cottrell, and it's Greg Daniels. And for our visitors this evening, Witton Albion, a good evening to you if you're there not being able to make the game here tonight, and you are listening from Witten, good evening to you. Your team lines up as follows. It's Matthew Cooper in goals, Anthony Sheeran in captain number 2, Nathan Wood number 3, Ben Harrison number 4, Mark Joseph number 5, Oliver James number 6, Joshua Hancock number 7, Michael Powell number 8, Sean Tuck number 9, Steve Foster number 10, and Daniel Andrews number 11. On the bench for Witten Albion this evening, we've got Joseph Shaw, Jamie Harrison, Joshua Glover, Michael Moseley and Stuart Plant.
And just to let you all know, tonight's audience already is higher than Frickle Athletic was at any point on Saturday.
Well, there you go. And tonight's referee is Mr. David Richardson. He is assisted by Martin Ashworth and John McRae. And the fourth official is Jane Sims. I think it may well be the Jane Sims that actually has officiated in the Premier League. And if I'm right, she was also the assistant referee when we played in a game which resulted in Michael Norton being sent off.
Say no more.
Of course, that was the game against... Let's move on.
It caused him to miss the playoffs anyway, didn't it?
We've had some tweets in already. The pies are here, bills are cheered, sun is shining, all ready for the playoffs for FCM Radio. Bring on United, rushing on to listen to the game. Home from sport. Sport? FCM Radio is on and I'm quite nervous. God, I'm excited. Someone's tweeted in.
don't forget, you can contact us at station@fcmradio.co.uk, 01618 50 1878. For all you old school boys and girls out there, you know the number by now, but I'll give you it just in case you've not got it to hand. It's 07596 104 122. And Brian,
what?
Good evening to you.
Good evening to you too.
What?
Pardon?
Have you been eating your grumpy old Manx knobs?
No, I've been eating cheese sandwiches, actually.
Oh, there you go.
The wife's been sucking on the Manx knobs.
Witten Athletics podcast has been in touch today. Excited to see Witten Athletic this evening.
Is that Marv apologising?
it was a mere slip of the tongue. There's MREs filling up nicely, the main stand equally, and there are probably some of the region of about maybe... Well, Ben will give us an exact figure shortly.
We'll give you the official away attendance shortly.
I'm going to say about...
There's a few.
273.
That's more than a few, but I think you're right.
Yeah, but with a couple of minutes to kick off, I'd estimate 341.
There you go. And
when they all get in.
Rapturous applause to the two teams as they make their way out onto the hallowed turf that is Gig Lane. This turf will be dug up depending on tonight's results. Is there another game in it? The noise is absolutely fantastic. People have travelled from all over. We've got a colleague from Scotland who's made his way down this afternoon with his wife on the mega bus, and then he spent his remaining £4 out of the. That he had out of his £10 note on the mega stall on the pound part, and he certainly is a convert to FC United of Manchester. And as I say, the noise is absolutely terrific here this evening. It's a fine night. We're all clad in short sleeves, and the temperature is just over freezing.
I believe one of the Newcastle players. He played West Brom on Saturday, didn't he? Yeah, he played in gloves.
I noticed a number of players playing in gloves on Saturday, but no one here this evening with gloves on.
Listening to you from St. Pauli in Hamburg, great atmosphere, come on Reds.
Well, St. Pauli, an absolute tremendous game at the weekend. They're staving off relegation, which will take them into the second tier, or third tier of Bundesliga. Spent an absolute fortune on a new ground, and looks like they could well end up going under if they go into the third tier, because...
But they still have fun.
They'll have fun, but they won't have a football club to support because they'll be gone. But
even then, they still have fun.
Well, they always have fun at St. Pauli and FC United. We're having fun at Barbersberger, friends of St. Pauli, and certainly friends of FC United of Manchester. But to the business end, yesterday, unfortunately, FC United assistant manager Roy Sewell and New Mills couldn't quite make it through to the playoff final, beaten with a goal in the 107th minute. And then a goal right on the end, right at the edge of 120 to fall at the second to final hurdle against Trafford. So, got to say congratulations to Mr. Will Ahern, who scored the goal, and also to Mr. Vaughan, who basically has got his team to take on Camel Laird. And it looks like to me there that yet again Witten have won the toss. because FC United are going to be kicking towards the MRE. They did this last time they were here. They won the toss and they let FC kick into the MRE first and foremost. A tough encounter, a team that FC United have struggled against. They've got a new acquisition who's joined them, and that's Mark Joseph, 36-year-old international, centre-half. He's paired up with Ben Harrison, and he's shortly give his expertise and his experience across to that young player. Also the goalkeeper, Matthew Cooper, much improved in recent weeks and months, and this will be a tough encounter. We know all about Sean Tuck, and the game is indeed now underway. And that is a tremendous noise being made by FC United and Witten fans, as the ball's all the way back with FC United's goalkeeper John Worsley, who plays it to Dean Scott. Dean Scott's centre-half pairing this evening with Lewis Lacey. Hits the ball high down the left-hand side. Norton, well, he gets a second ricochet off him, and there's an offside decision against FC United. And if you just joined us, well, it's 0-0.
Still 0-0. If we get past the first minute, I'll be ever so confident, because we haven't let a goal in for ages, haven't we?
Well, four games on the bounce, FC United haven't conceded, and a strong team here this evening. Has to be strong. The likes of Carlos Rocca not even making the bench, as the ball's hit high over the top by the goalkeeper Cooper. But goes Lacey, wins the header and gets some distance on it, but it's picked up by Shearing, the captain, and ball's whipped down the right hand side. That's a decent ball, and Lee Neville's got to deal with it, and takes a touch, clears his lines, but only as far as the number 7 there, Joshua Hancock. Can he get the ball to the penalty area? Yes, he can, but it's stabbed away by Birch.
Good foot, that Birch. He tied himself in knots there, then, didn't he?
He was trying to think about letting the ball run out of play, but it was never going to happen. They cut off the goalkeeper.
Had a bit of backspin on it, didn't it?
They cut off the goalkeeper as well, and he was ultimately giving the ball to Hancock, who put the ball in, but it's a throw-in on this near touchline, 25 yards away from FC's penalty area. Lee Neville wins the ball this time, brings it down in his chest and plays up to Michael Norton. And Matthew halfway line. He's got the width there. Can he get a second ball? No, he can't. But the ball now falls through Oliver Banks. Banks on the right-hand side. Plays the ball into the penalty area. And it's dealt with comfortably by Mark Joseph there. But
well in, Banks.
Again, lackadaisical defending from FC United. Gives it to the penalty area now. So there's opportunity now. It's just gone under by. So came off a defender. And the noise is quite incredible.
They were rocking then.
Well, the MRE's rocking, and
superb play from Robin Banks, or Piggy Banks.
There might be that much. We might have to turn the Atmos mic down a little bit. Tell you what I think.
That ball from Matty then to Norton. Jesus, that was inches. That wasn't it.
Well, it was great defending from Ben Harrison. He got his foot around it, but FC United have a corner, and it'll be Banks to take it. Movement near post from Lee Neville towards the back post. The ball goes. Lacey just to get at the end of it. Norton heads it goal bound. And another corner ball. Well, it was a very soft header from Michael Norton, but he was creeping towards the post.
It weren't supposed to reach him, were it?
And the defender just put his knee in the way and out for another corner. So, second corner of the game, 3 minutes upon us. And
I think the MRE must suck one in here.
This half suck it in, and the second half blow it out as the ball into the penalty area. Decent ball goes across, half headed away. And then Tuck clears his lines with a back header there, and it falls nice on the far side, and it's a nice bit of football there. A late challenge on the Witten Albion player, and they get themselves a free kick. Well, the one thing we know, Sean Tuck's got quality, but he doesn't take a great deal to go down. He'll get free kicks for fun. He's certainly got great quality, and in front of goal, he's been magnificent this season. Two teams equally matched, and it's a free kick, and it's taken by Harrison, the goalkeeper. It hits it high over the top and headed away by Lacey. Does well there, falls for Matty Wolford, and over the halfway line he goes again.
Matty.
Straight through the middle. He rides one challenge, rides another challenge, and then they clear the lines, but only as far as a throw into FC United on the far side. Well, Matty Wolford going route one there.
He could have given a foul there, couldn't he?
He rode one challenge. He's decided not to play out wide to Ashley Mulholland. He's just testing the defence at the moment, and at this moment in time, he's getting the better of them with his quality.
Yeah.
As always, this game supports you live and exclusive by ConstructiveCoding.com and the Armchair Army, as FC United again trying to manoeuvre the ball forward, but it's cleared by Joseph, out for a throw into FC United and Manchester.
Thus far, Matty's playing what they now call in the hole, isn't he? And he's doing some damage from there as well.
Well, it's from an FC perspective, they've set the stall out well, they've come out with pace and tenacity, a bit of quality required in front of goal, and it's picked up by Birch, heads the ball forward. Can Wolfen get on the end of it? He's been hustled and bustled, but he does really well. Switches the ball left hand side to Jerome Wright, 5 yards outside the penalty. Chips the ball to the back post. In comes Aston Mulholland. He'll get the second ball. Does well there, Mulholland, again being shepherded away by Matthew Wood. And they do well there, and they come away with it. But they give the ball straight back at FC United.
That's a great ball, Birchie.
Just a little bit too much pace on that for Ashley Mulholland.
Well, we're up for this.
The noise here that's generated is Allah, Brighton and Hove Albion, Allah, Rochdale Athletic. Cooper clears his lines.
Yeah,
FC United with the ball on the halfway line. It was a strong header from FC United's number 5. Plays an opportunity again.
Well done, Lewis.
Lewis Lacey gets his foot around the ball, out for a throw-in. And they look to take it quick. So FC United back in numbers. Everyone marked up, and the ball's hit and thrown high into the penalty area again. Headed away by Lacey. Headed on, though, by FC United's Mulholland. An opportunity to the far left-hand side now for Wayne Albion. And can they get the ball to the penalty area, or they're playing keep ball by FC United? Matty Wolfen dispossesses it. Opportunity over the halfway line, he goes now, plays it to Jerome Wright. Jerome Wright needs to get the ball under control. He does exactly that and lays the ball up again.
Oh, it's a
nice ball,
Reds.
Onside there, Michael Norton. Jerome Wright wants it right outside. He's got it back post, is Lee Neville, if you can see him. And it comes off the back heel of a defender, and they can clear the lines. But FC United have set out the traps absolutely superbly well, not allowing at all Witten to settle in any way, shape or form. The ball sprayed on this left hand side for Lee Neville, brings it down, plays it inside to Birch. Birch plays it all the way back to the halfway line to Dean Stott. Stott inside now to Banks. Banks is going to switch it right hand side. It's a bit too much on that, and out for a goal kick. Didn't necessarily need to do that.
Nope.
Keep the fast fluidity of passing, because that's what they don't like at this moment in time.
This is not the time for Hollywood balls, it's the time for keeping the ball, isn't it?
It certainly is. And well, FC United, FCUM.TV, with a multitude of cameras here this evening.
What?
Three. It's nearly like Curzon and Ashton in the final, where there was six.
Is it in 3D?
It could be
in
3D, 4D, it could be anything you want. And it's a goal kick to Matthew Cooper to take it. Just 7 minutes on the clock here. Lacey decides not to go for the header, and Birch will pick it up. He hits the ball high. Jerome Wright heads the ball right hand side towards Ashley Mulholland. And Nathan Wood got a bit of a touch on that, and FC United get the throw in. Well, we've spoken to the manager of Witten, and he will be here for the whole of the game this evening, because last time he was on duty as a police officer and had to leave straight after the game. Some might remember that.
What a heavy touch, Stotty.
FC United have to defend this now. Lee Neville will head it back to his goalkeeper.
Well played,
straight into the arms.
Good throw that, John.
And Lee Neville could come away with the ball. Over the halfway line he goes. Matty Wolford has made a good
move
there.
That's a great ball, lucky lad.
And,
a good ball considering where he played it from.
Matty Wolford had made a great inward run there and perhaps just rolled it onto him, but it's back with the goalkeeper. He puts it onto the floor, kicks it long. Up goes Lacey. Doesn't win the first header, but Kyle Jacobs, the captain, hits the ball high over the top. That'll be one bounce into the goalkeeper's arms. So just joined us, it's 0-0 here.
I'll have to have a sit down. A bit breathless.
A tremendous start from FC United of Manchester, coming close with a header from Michael Norton, and certainly set the stall out really well. First ball not won by FC United, but Stott wins the second, and Matty Wolfen
brilliant
in the middle,
Matty.
Again, and there's a late challenge coming in there. The referee allows play to continue. There's no advantage to him there, and it's back with the goalkeeper, who clears his lines hurriedly, and Wolfen now, first time shot comes in. Matty Wolfen,
yes!
50 yards. The goalkeeper cleared his lines. It made the D of the eight of the halfway line. Matty Wolfen said thank you very much, and he's volleyed it straight into the back of the net, and FC United have got a goal up, and Wayne Albion look shell shots. What
absolutely
a finish.
Brilliant. The referee knew what he was doing there, letting that foul go, didn't he?
Well, FC United should have had a free kick.
Yeah.
He didn't give it. The goalkeeper cleared his lines. He was hurriedly done, because Michael Norton put the pressure on. I say he made just about
what
the
strike
D in this half. And Matty Wolfen, and well, normally those go into Rose Head. He's hit it absolutely to perfection.
Well,
and FC United on 9 minutes, it's 1-0.
By my standards, that's a 75-yarder, that, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know, thinking back to Rochdale. That's a tremendous strike. 35 yards if it's an inch, that.
Well, I've gone 50.
He can't.
We'll get the tape measure out, Ben. Can you get the tape measure out quickly?
He can't stop smiling, Wolfie.
Well, anyways, he's actually started off this game in tremendous form. He's absolutely dominating
Go
in the middle. But here's an opportunity now for Witcher. They play the ball left. That's it's a great ball as well. Out comes FC United's
goalkeeper.
And he has him as well. That was a great diagonal ball in for the number seven, Joshua Hancock. And FC United's John Worsnop saw the danger, came out, made himself big, and made a tremendous save. But again, FC United have to now defend the corner. And Hancock goes
across.
That's
when you're most vulnerable, isn't it? Well, Hancock, this lad's lethal with the dead balls.
Well, Hancock, that's a great ball towards the back post, and headed away by Lewis Lacey for another corner. But you're right,
he caused us all kinds of problems in that last league game. Yeah.
Well, they work on set pieces. They've got some tall lads in there, and FC United will have to defend this. It's Daniel Andrews left-footed on this near side now. Just over 10 minutes gone. FC United a goal up. Left-footed towards the back post this time. Lewis Lacey loses his man momentarily, and there's a free header for the big number four, Ben Harrison. He's put it wide, and there was an opportunity, a good one there. But equally, I was watching yesterday when New Mills played Trafford. When New Mills got a corner, Trafford left four men up. It was a really interesting tactic to see.
Fancy the defending then, don't they? Good head, Mike.
So the way back to the goalkeeper again. Very nearly getting on the end, that Matty Wolford, but he has started off like a house on fire. We know the quality. We waxed lyrical about him all season. It's an absolute travesty that he wasn't in the team of the season, because the lads just ooze his quality. And tonight, with that free reign that he's got, he's just tearing them to pieces through the middle as Norton does to get the header, but Birch is strong in the challenge. And FC United has put the pressure on. Wayne play the ball down this near touchline. Cross comes Stock, clears his lines, one bounce on the roof.
Two.
Three. It's like skimmers, isn't it? It's a 1-2, it's a sevener. Well, you have to say, go back to that goal. Stunned the away team.
I mean, Matty Wolven scored a wonderful goal on Saturday, but that's the goal of the season for me. Absolutely stunning.
Well, another thing as well this evening, that there's not a multi-ball system. The balls will be provided by the fourth official, as they did yesterday. As Witten now chip the ball down the right, that's a lovely ball into the penalty area for the number 11. Andrews plays the ball across. It's a slip there from a Witten player, and Lee Neville can bring it forward. Simple ball out to Matty Wolfenden now. Wolfenden again charges beyond one, slips it into FC United's Norton. Norton on the ball, halfway line, plays it back
all
to...
All Norton wanted to do then was give it back to Wolfenden.
He did.
He's just absolutely red hot, isn't he?
Well, Lacey takes over. Chips the ball through the middle. It's a poor ball brought down with ease there by Harrison, who plays the ball through back to Lacey and says try again, because that first ball was poor.
Second ball was even worse
from Lacey, and then the ball's threaded through, and then it gets an awkward bounce, and FC United's goalkeeper has to come out. Worsnop plays it across to Kyle Jacobs. Jacobs right footed swings the ball down, cut out by Wayne Albion. Halfway line for them now. What can they do? They cut inside, picked up by Powell.
Oh, well,
Ashley Mulholland, late challenge on him, and FC United get the advantage. But the referee then decides not to.
He couldn't let that one go.
It was a late challenge on him. It was a heavy challenge, and well, he's up now, and FC United will have the free kick.
He's quite bouncy, isn't he, Ashley?
He's a nice lad. He's a decent footballer, and on his day. He could be tremendous. Unfortunately, he has more off days than on days. But he scored that famous goal that took FC United to the final last season at Chorley. FC United had the free kick now into the penalty. The ball goes towards the back post, and it's comfortable for Matthew Cooper. He collects the ball. And we've got approaching 14 minutes. And Birch, back in the centre-half position, heads the ball. Gets good purchase on it as well, but picked up by Powell, who hits the ball right. It's a lovely ball by the Powell there.
Stay on your feet,
Foster.
Stop
now. Foster versus Stott. Strong quality is Foster. He gets a decent ball towards the back post as well. It evades everybody with the exception of Joshua Hancock, who's being pushed and all the way back to Nathan Wood. Wood tries a 1-2 there. Lovely flick on there by the number 6, but this is great football from Witten Albion.
Good
interception. First time shot comes, it's dragged wide as well. Had a corner ball, but tremendous football from Witten Albion there. Three passes in quick succession, and every one of them, it was pass, 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 shots, corner.
Well, we know they're a decent football team. They footballed us to a standstill in that last league meeting. They were much the better side that day. worth more than 1-0. Hancock with the corner.
That's another great corner as well. And the referee's seen a push there, and it's out for a free kick to FC United of Manchester. But yeah, the multi-ball system, I think that favours both teams for football.
Yes, it does.
But they decided that...
I find it absolutely bizarre when at this level they have that opportunity and they don't take it.
Well, they just joined us. Matty Wolford and separates the teams with an absolutely tremendous opportunist goal. He's shot from at least 40, 45 yards, maybe even 50. And it was maybe actually 100 yards.
It's starting to sound like me now, calm down.
And it's the goal that separates the teams, as we say, is Lee Neville. Gets a ball that he didn't necessarily need or want.
No, he certainly didn't want it under his feet.
A mistake by FC United there. Lewis Lacey, it's an offside decision. A great save by John Worstop anyway, but again...
That's Scottish clanger for the night, hopefully.
But he passed the ball first of all to Lee Neville, who didn't really want it. He's played it back to Stott, and Stott's taken an extra touch there. Played the ball across, it deflects off Sean Tuck. A great goal scoring opportunity, but it was a player in offside position. The referee, although Worstop saved it, and now he's got a problem with his eye.
He's always got one of them up his sleeve, Stotty, and that's the only one.
John Worsnott, I think the ball, he's pretty saved that, and it's just ricocheted into his face.
Right, away support, what did we have?
I said
341.
And I said 342.
You saw my face then, didn't you?
No.
It's 345.
Hey, we're not bad, are we?
Any prize off the
you
bottom
shelf? You said 400,
shelf?
You. You said 200 and
odd. Yeah, I said 297.
Any prize off the bottom shelf, then? I'll have a custard cream, thanks.
Oh, well. Norton goes up and wins the header as well. Brought down by Jerome Wright, left-hand side.
Oh, well played, Jerome.
Very quickly there. Across comes Oliver
cheers,
James.
Mate.
And FC United get another chance in the penalty area. But this is a poor ball by Jerome this time. And Stock can make amends. Plays a nice little ball into FC United's Birch. And then a free kick there on Oliver Banks. And the Wigan players surrounding the referee, not happy with that, but with a clear free kick.
I think somebody's going to be having a thrash at this.
Well, it was Steve Foster that was back defending. He caught clicked the heels of FC United's Oliver Banks and a free kick in centre.
Yuri's rightly said, you already said that Cottrell scored from 40 yards versus Rochdale. Was it the same 40 yards this time?
It was
about 50, but anyway, it's going to be his dead centre, about 30, 25 yards outside the penalty area. Ball towards the back post, who's on the end of it.
Oh, unlucky
Neville. Off the back of Neville. And again, he got up well there, just couldn't quite direct it and out for a goal kick. But, the Witten fans are stunned into silence. Not a song for them as of yet.
Well, they might be, but we just couldn't hear them for this lot, could we?
That's a very good point. Have we got the directional mic over there?
I heard them sing Come on Latics before.
All right. I thought it was.
Well, that was obviously directed at Marv as well, that.
Ball over the halfway line. Lacey doesn't win the first header. Cross comes Lee Neville, wins the ball. Up goes Banks, wins the first ball again. But falls comfortably for Witten's left back. Kyle. Kyle Jacobs does well there.
Go on,
Banks sees the man on the right hand side.
Oh, that's a great ball.
The ball in, offside decision against Michael Norton. Well, that's an interesting one again because he is offside there, but ordinarily the ball's not out of play and he's flagged straight away, like in the old school flagging. I thought they had to wait for the ball to go out.
That'll do for me, old school.
Yeah, it's much better, isn't it?
Definitely. Never mind this first phase, second phase, etc, etc.
If you're offside, you're offside.
Correct.
Unless we saw a goal in the Premiership last week, I think it was Dean Sturridge. He was about 15 yards offside, ran back into play and scored the goal. It's FC United now, halfway line, Jerome Wright slips past Powell, looks for some support, plays up to the feet of Ashley Mulholland, who doesn't quite get on the end of it, so throw-in to Witten Albion. So if you just joined us, well, 19 minutes, it's a goal to nil, 9 minutes the goal came, and FC United take over again. 1-2 between Banks and Mulholland now. So we need to get to that penalty area to support and help, and he's played it ball too simply, and Harrison will take over. But again, FC United hustling and bustling on the halfway line. Cries of handball from the Witten players and the fans. Left-hand side now for them. Still a lot of territory to get beyond into FC United's penalty area. Sean took on the ball now. And it's
going to be a corner.
It comes off Lewis Lacey, who since his arrival in the first team has done superbly well. I think unfortunate for young Kevin not to be in this squad as well tonight, yeah. as with the likes of Carlos Rocca and a number of other players. But Carl's picked his team, it's working at this moment in time, and Hancock's going to take this corner. He gets a decent one near post, and it's headed across, is it? No, it's cleared by Michael Norton. Well, they are tremendous corners, aren't they?
Yeah.
And that's going to be Holland now. Yellow card there.
That's a lot of whip on him, doesn't he?
Well, that has to be a yellow card there for...
It's not his first offence, is it?
The Wigan Albion player, it was on the far right-hand side. He was deep in FC's own half, to be honest. Yeah.
But it was a long way from home if Hasley had left it.
Hasley Mulholland there went past him, and he just dragged him down there. And it is indeed a yellow card. And I'm trying to think, see who it is actually who's been given it.
It's the number three.
It's Matthew Wood been given the yellow card, and he trundles back.
Oh, it's not actually the number three, is it?
Yes, it is.
They're big numbers.
The best left back in the division.
Yeah.
According to
according to Ashley Mulholland, he's not.
Well, he's on a yellow card now. When you've got pace like Ashley's got, you've got to now go for him every single time.
Damn right.
Every time you get that opportunity, get beyond him.
Give Ashley the ball. Sooner or later, you're seeing it now.
Sooner or later, you're gonna foul him.
Yeah.
And you're gonna be off. And Giroud right there.
Well,
he needed a shout there, didn't he, Giroud? The ball came to him. He had plenty of time, but no shout came. He headed it on, and it's picked up by the goalkeeper, Matthew Cooper. And, Cooper won't want to be rushing any of these clearances, suit, as he's just seen Wolford and sort of like praying there. And the Wolfman with an absolute tremendous goal as Kyle Jacobs stabs the ball. Lovely touch there by back to Birch across to Neville. Neville now looks for some support, needs a simple ball, but plays it through the middle, and Norton will go and try and get on the end of that, but the goalkeeper comes across and defends it well. So you'll be joined in around about 3 or 4 minutes by the ever-present Mr. James. Strong challenge there again.
It's a late one, that referee.
And that was...
He was definitely not going for the ball there, was he?
Well, that was Stephen Foster, and that was a late challenge on him. He's gone straight through the ball and the player, and Lewis Lacey down injured in some pain. And Mr. Quinn will be with you, and I'm sure he'll be waxing lyrical about that.
Unfortunately.
Did you hear his commentary the other night?
He wasn't Jimmy Tarbuck impression, was he?
No, he went, and Warren on the ball. Warren, oh, my word! He went from just like being, he was this lovely... sort of like calming, and then basically he pretty scared maybe half the listeners to death. And you sold yourself. Ben sold himself.
I wonder which Tory celebrities will be getting to kiss a death
Tarbuck,
Mr. Quinn tonight.
Tarbuck, I see Kenny Lynch was defending him to the hilt.
Really?
Yes. As I said, we have to say that with all these accusations, it's basically just good. Why don't they just say, right, anyone that was on the Comedians in the 1970s, please come to your local police station.
But most of them were dead.
Those that aren't. And then you could dig up the others. The jokes are as dead as they are as well. But anyway, Lewis Lacey,
he's in
some pain, and... Well, we have to change it. If we have to change it, I'm not saying we are going to change it, but that we are changing it. That's it. Lewis Lacey off.
And that was a throw-in, according to the referee, and that was a two-footed lunge, according to anyone else.
It was indeed, and FC United's Lewis Lacey in some pain, back down again. It'll look like Lee Neville will probably come across to centre-half, and FC United are going to have to make that change. I mean, Greaves, Turney, Giggs, Cottrell, Daniels... You bring Cottrell on now, wouldn't you, basically? Cottrell to come on for me. And
But second-guessing Margie is a fool's errand, isn't it?
It is indeed, yes. Well, stretcher now coming on for Lewis Lacey. He's up, as in he's sitting up, but he's in some discomfort and some pain. And, again...
I think it's safe to say, should we prevail here, he won't be playing in the final either. That was a heavy
it was a very, very heavy challenge, wasn't it? And
think back to what the lad got booked for.
I think they're coming up the stretcher to help with the stretcher, but all the physios are on the pitch.
The nutritionist.
I'm not necessarily sure what a nutritionist can do at this stage. However,
toast.
Was actually there helping with the carrying of Lewis Lacey off the pitch.
Well, that's a blow, that, because this lad's been in terrific form.
He certainly has. If it's hopefully not as bad as it looks, then he may well be fit. But if not, young Kevin will come in. And the referee just... well, is he going to have a word? Does it look like it? Well, the substitute hasn't been made by FC United. So they're starting, they're going to play for the next few minutes. In fact, it looks like Daniels is coming on. Daniels is the man that's coming on. A post.
Fylde have gone 1-0 up.
I predicted Fylde will beat Hennesford this evening as FC United get themselves a free kick on the far right hand side. And the referee now wasn't having a word. There's a number of arguments going on the bench. I think the manager of Witten, he's a lively character and he's a nice fella as well, to be honest. And I think he's just having a chat to Carl and Chucks there. But FC United yet to be, so it's Greg Daniels to come on. That's an interesting one. You've got an attacking.
Well, Jerome's gone to left back, hasn't he?
Yeah. And the cross goes Lee Neville to centre half. As FC United just need to consolidate now for a few minutes. We would ordinarily be handing over, but there has been a 4-minute break, so we're carrying on, ladies and gentlemen. There's a wry smile there from Mr. Quinn. There's an opportunity outside the penalty. It's a free kick there for FC United.
I played Lee Neville.
So I only start actually when he starts limbering up. We know he's nearly ready, and he's now just stretching those limbs, getting himself his vocal cords ready. And FC United have a free kick. Let me give you the team again now, because it's all changed for FC United. Worst up in goal, Jacob stays at right back. Lee Neville goes back to centre half with Dean Stott, and left back now is Jerome Wright. Left hand side now is FC United's Ashley Bull Holland, and Greg Daniels is in the middle now with Birch and FC United's Piggy Bank and Matty Wolfenden, and up top is Michael Norton.
Get under it, Mike.
But there's another free kick being pulled all over the place there, Michael Norton.
Birch, well,
good shot header there. Flicked on there by FC United's Matty Wolfenden. But he must have thought
Greg Daniels was offside there.
Daniels was offside. I think he actually originally thought that Ashley Mulholland was still there. So if you just joined us, 9 minutes came the man, came the hour, came the goal. And what a wonderful goal it was. It was FC United's number 7 supreme strike from 45 plus yards, and FC United, Matty Wolfenden is the man that separates the two teams at the moment. And FC United head the ball back to the goalkeeper.
Well played, Jerome.
And well, let's wait till the ball goes out of play, and then we'll hand you over to James Quinn shortly. We're not doing a switch, we're doing a switch when the ball goes out of play. We'll switch when the ball's out. Switcheroo. All high over the halfway line, and it's picked up by Banks. Now Birch, another strike. That's a yellow card as well, referee. And this time it's Powell straight through. It's his trailing leg that's the problem there, and that has to be a yellow card. Ben, your thoughts? Oh, doesn't matter. Well
it's FC United. Thank you very much, Swampy. As the ball comes into the box, and he's headed out for a corner. Which, in fact, it's that's well done by Sheehan, the skipper. He prevents that corner, and it's a throw in to Witten just in front of the corner flag. And FC United leading by a goal to nil. A wonderful opportunist strike by Wolfenden after a mistake, a poor clearance by Cooper. Out comes the clearance now. It's Neville. Banks with a header on. George Norton, who takes this, controls it nicely, plays it back to Jerome now in the left back role. Birch appeared to be fouled there, but not in the opinion of the referee. Well, the referee blows his whistle very late there, you would have to say, and gives the infringement to Witten.
It's a yellow card for Birch coming up.
I think was that a bit of retaliation?
It was a bit late, to say the least. It was about the same speed that Birch makes all his challenges, which means it was a bit late.
Yes, if you're joining us, it's 1-0 to FC United here in this playoff semi-final. And there's been a substitution. Lacey injured, a heavy challenge. Pace has gone off, and there's been a bit of a reshuffle. Neville's moved into the centre-back position alongside Stott. Jerome Wright has moved to left-back. Daniels has come on. He's moved to the right-hand side. Mulholland, who started on the right, is now on the left. So this is Dan Andrews, who's going to float this one in. Here it comes. It's far post very much, so it misses everyone, and it will be a goal kick. Witten in navy blue shirt with yellow sleeves, yellow shorts, and yellow socks. And a good contingent of Witten supporters here. But being drowned out, as you can imagine, by the vastly greater numbers of FC fans. FC United 1, Witten 0 as we come up to the half-hour mark here. Northern Premier League playoff semi-final. And in the other game, a filed lead 1-0 at Hensford. And if the referee was to blow his whistle now, that would give FC United a home draw in the final. But a long way to go. So just over half an hour gone. And FC United very sharp to begin with.
We believe Lewis Lace has a fracture in his leg.
Well, that's very sad news, and we wish him well. Hope it's not too serious. But particularly in a big game like this, as Daniels volleys it on there. Sheehan had a bit of an unconvincing header back to his keeper, Matthew Cooper, but no harm done in the end. Clearance comes out. Neville out jumps Tuck there. John Tuck, their top scorer, Paul.
Yeah, he's 25 for the season, 18 in the league. He was level with Wolfie before we kicked off, but now Wolfie's gone one in front.
So it's Harrison there, plays it forward, and it's nicely intercepted by Jerome Wright over halfway now. Asim Holland's got to stay onside on the left. He's got to be careful, but Banks now has it, and it's been switched out to the right. Wolfenden, can he get this across? Well, it's a bit of a tame cross. Joseph intercepts, but a misunderstanding between Banks and Wolfenden, and Witten pick up possession here. Stop now battling with Tuck and wins out. Wolfenden plays this back to Kyle Jacobs, the FC skipper, but Norton had gone too early for that long ball, and offside is given. 31 and a half minutes gone. FC United 1, Witten Albion 0. It's a playoff semi-final. Clearance by Cooper. Neville on challenge heads it back into Witten territory. Joseph heads it down. Almost puts Oliver James in trouble, but James does well. And now it's back with Harrison. Harris with the square ball out to Sheehan, the right back and captain for the visitors. And he clears that to Worsnop. Worsnop's looked sharp so far tonight. Really hasn't disappointed at all since he replace the injured Spencer, and now even though I think Spencer's fit again, Worsnop holds on to the jersey. And a bit of an aimless clearance from FC, which Cooper waits, and under pressure from Norton finds touch, so that will be a throw into FC United.
I think they're as fallible as anyone to a pressing game, Witten, aren't they?
And Jacobs has this throw now, and it's David Birch. Centre field plays it out nicely to Mulholland. Jerome Wright making a run inside. Mulholland with it. And that's much too close to the keeper. Mulholland, the surprise choice tonight, and with something to prove. And there, only good challenge there. Yields possession back. Now Mulholland has it left-hand side. Oh, checks back nicely. Plays it back now to Birch. About 20 yards out, Birch. He plays it out to left. Back inside to Mulholland. Mulholland, though, loses possession. And Witten can bring it away here. And that's an excellent tackle from Banks. It stops that little potential breakaway in its tracks. Sheehan with the throw for Witten. Just inside his own territory. Neville battling for that ball with Foster. And now, and cleverly, clever work there from Jerome Wright. Wins a throw in. A deflection there. Off for Steve Foster. FC United still leading by a goal to nil in this semi-final. Just under 34 minutes gone here. Fantastic atmosphere at Gig Lane. Beautiful spring evening, early summer evening. As Neville now has the ball for FC United. Slightly wayward square ball out to Jacobs. Jacobs will collect. He's under a bit of pressure there from Hancock. And then hurried clearance from Dean Stott. Now it's well, possession is lost there, but it breaks clear. And all of a sudden, the ball breaks for Mulholland. He's one on one, he's got a chance here. Mulholland! Ashley Mulholland makes it 2-0. And the manager's surprise selection repays the faith that Margin has shown in him. The ball broke out live. Acres of space for Mulholland. He stayed calm as the defender bore down on him. And very, very calmly slid it to the goalkeeper's left and gives FC United and Manchester a two-goal lead.
35 minutes done.
So, that was well-won possession and maybe a bit of slack marking there.
The offside, they pushed up for the offside and didn't get it, and it left Mulholland Acres down the left-hand side. A free run into the box, and he beat Cooper with it, with some ease, didn't he, from an angle. Good finish.
Really was, and full marks to Ashley Mulholland and full marks to Carl Marginson, and a number of us were picking our teams and all the variations. Few would have seen Ashley Mulholland as a starter. Well, he's for the second now, 2-0 ahead now, FC United, and this is going to be about character now for Witton Albion. And I think there's Jerome Wright with a clearance towards Norton, and Norton will try and Jason, one thing I think it may have backfired, Paul, for Witten is they chose to change ends at the beginning, so they were playing behind the Manchester Road, and I think that's put their keeper under a lot of pressure.
I think it gave FC some momentum, strangely enough, because we're playing towards the end we like to.
So, 2-0 the lead. A lot of football still to be played. 9 minutes left in this first half. And Sheer now, but he's battling away. Ashley Mulholland with a good tackle there, and the ball comes off Sheehan, who doesn't agree with the referee's assistant there, Mr. McRae.
I think with the pressing game that FC are operating, it is working really well.
Yeah, absolutely. They really were at it at the beginning. There was a slight lull, but after the first goal, but then the second goal, and now Witten really under the caution. Very much a mental thing now. Now Dean Stott brings it away. Now can FC go for the jugular here? Already two goals in front. And that's our long ball, which is cut out there by Witten. But FC win back possession now. The ball now Birch, but it comes out to Ashley Mulholland, who calmly puts palms down, everybody down, plays it to Jerome Wright. Jerome Wright comes in field. Square ball to Birch. Slightly muffed there, and surely a handball. But the referee...
Oh, my God.
What's he given here?
He's bringing it back. Looks like he's given Witten a free kick.
Well, is he giving a free kick to Witten for a handball?
He's bringing it back to near halfway.
But it certainly appeared as if...
I don't understand why he would have played an advantage if Witten were going to get a free kick.
Strange referee. Powell seemed to handle it, but now the free kick is taken by him. And that will go out for a goal kick, and that's a sign of a rattle side there. One ball goes out for a goal kick, but FC have got to stay very vigilant here. Can't afford to get overconfident. And well, Jerome Wright's got to be careful. A bit of a time wasting. It's a bit early for that, Jerome. Just leaving the ball for a ball boy to collect instead of playing it back to the keeper. Worst not to take this goal kick. 2-0 the lead.
Would be a good half-time lead, wouldn't it?
Good indeed. Can FC make it even better? Well, now referee's all of a sudden giving a free kick for an innocuous off-the-ball challenge from Wright. By the look of it, Sheehan, the number two for Witten, will play this free kick from just inside Witten territory. Swings it out to the left. Up to left full-back, but FC will battle for this. The ball bobbling around untidily. Joshua Hancock now has it by the corner flag, still in possession, and that's nicely played back to Matthew Wood. Matthew Wood there, and that's a nice cross there. Well, it was a bit too far from Oliver James. And Worstock will collect. Left-back Matthew Wood for Witten, one of the players in the league team of the season. This is Kyle Jacobs on the other side, and Adam Jones, the FC centre-back, injured and not playing tonight. Now a bit of an injury pile-up in that department now, with Lacey going off. we think with a fracture.
So he'll have a rehab partner now.
So here we go. And it's a throw into Witten far side. And 5.5 minutes to go to half time. FC United and Manchester 2, Witten Albion 0. Goals from Wolfenden. Superb speculative volley after a mistake, really a poor clearance by Cooper in the Witten goal. And then Asim Holland beating the offside trap for a calm finish for the second one. Stott with a volleyed clearance. Nicely taken by Norton, plays it outright, gets it back. And Daniels there plays a square ball. Well, Holland again on space. Left hand side, into the 18 yard box. Plays it across. Half cleared. Ooh, half cleared by Witten. And Banks came in, but just wasn't right ready to get enough on it, really. It came off the outside of his foot and went wide. But, Asim Holland starting to get a lot of joy on that left hand side.
It's interesting, they're playing Sheehan, who normally is midfield, at right back, and he's been hopelessly exposed.
Well, that's an interesting selection decision there. And it's a free kick now to FC United on the halfway line. 2-0 the lead, and what a fantastic atmosphere. And just to remind you that you'll be able to catch up with footage of the goals on FCM TV when that comes online, hopefully by tomorrow. And FC United leading by 2-0. Neville floats this free kick to the right hand side, beats everyone though, throw into Witten just by their own corner flag left hand side. And you're saying the Witten coach, Paul, 731 appearances?
731 appearances for Witten in his career, and he was once sent off for manhandling a streaker on the pitch.
Well, that's an unlucky reason there, but the referee said rules is rules.
You compare that to Margie, who's played once for FC. Yes.
As Stott there.
There's a bit of afters there.
And just got to be careful. FC definitely don't want to be drawn into anything. Because they've got the advantage and they don't want to nullify that to any degree by losing a man.
Sean Tuck is involved invariably.
And Tuck, some of Witten took exception to us not quite recalling Sean Tuck's name on the podcast. Apologises to Sean Tuck and his family.
I think there's a cultural difference going on between Sean Tuck and some Mancunians over there. But
yeah, well, he's from the other end of the A580. But he's done well for his team this season. 25 goals, just one fewer than Wolfenden. And we're going to have some
yellow cards come out for Stott, I think.
And Stott needs to calm down. He really, really, really must not get into any more trouble if FC were to progress.
There's another card coming out for Foster.
It's Foster, the number 10.
I think.
But Stott in particular does not want to get in any more trouble. FC, Adam Jones injured now. Lacey injured in this game, certainly won't be able to play football for some while, and any absenteeism from Stott would really give FC a problem in the central defence.
That's another foul.
That's a foul by Witten. There are 2 minutes to go to half time, but I can tell you there are going to be at least, I would think, 4 minutes of added time. That would be my estimate. We've had two long stoppages, one for the Lacey injury and the ensuing substitution, and then just for that bit of argy-bargy just now. And worse not now, we'll take a free kick for the home side. And that's halfway inside his own territory. Worse not. Chips. Headed into the danger area. Unconvincing header by Harrison, but it's dealt with well by the midfield, and Cooper now will clear. Neville out jumps Tuck. Mulholland with a scissors kick that's meant for Daniels, who'll pressurise Harrison. That's good work from Daniels, really pressurising Harrison. Harrison manages to clear, and Sheehan now will help to... Well, that's good work from Wright. Can he play this forward? Oh, it was meant for Norton. Just a bit. And Norton has it now! Plays it forward, but Wright was offside. That was a wrong decision from Norton, because clearly Wright had strayed into a offside position, a yard and a half offside, and maybe Norton should have just gone for the shot.
A bit too unselfish there, really.
But good work from Wright there, who broke up that Witten move as they came out of defence. Did that a few weeks ago at Kendall. It's the final goal that FC scored that night, and created that hat-trick goal for Daniels that night. Will be headed around in midfield now, and the ball will go out for a throw into FC United, and we're on 45 minutes now. We'll wait for interest with the board, and the board's going up there. I'm trying to pick it out in the gathering gloom. I don't think one side of it was working. I didn't see a
number on that.
I think that wasn't working.
It's an imaginary number.
I thought I saw 5 on one side of it, but it was very briefly shown. That 5 would sound about right to me. Another little hold up in play here. The referee having words. I think it's a general calm down with Norton and Joseph.
Yeah.
Still, FC United lead by 2-0.
Five added minutes.
Now then, Asim Mulholland takes it on his chest a bit heavily, and Sheehan there can challenge. And the ball now breaks for Jerome Wright. Jerome Wright with a square ball to Birch, who does well. Birch under a little bit of pressure. Plays a floated ball, and Norton didn't time. Oh, and Norton carrying on his run into the keeper. Luckily for Norton, the keeper wasn't one of those who decided to writhe around in agony, because there certainly was quite robust contact there.
He's got to calm down a bit.
And I think the whistle, half-time whistle, will come at a good time. FC United with a 2-goal lead at the moment. Jerome Wright. Ball there now breaks for Kyle Jacobs. Kyle Jacobs floats it for Norton, who's running really well. Joseph obstructs him. Well, it did appear. Well, the referee's going to book Norton for a push. It did appear as if Joseph may have stepped in front of.
I think it was the centre back style of stepping in the way of a striker to block him off.
It was difficult for Norton. Unlike the goalkeeper a few moments ago, Joseph has stayed down, and I can't believe he was hurt by what happened there.
It's very frustrating for the striker when the centre-back runs across him and blocks him off like that.
Carl Martin's just got to be aware now. He's got a group of players on yellow cards.
It's half-time at Hensford, and it's 1-0 to AFC Fylde.
Bear in mind, if the scores were to stay as they are, then FC United would entertain Fylde for the playoff final. But long way to go yet as we approach half time. Tock heads it, hoping that Hancock was making a run, but he wasn't. And the flag goes up. They're offside. Floodlights now have been burning for a quarter of an hour or so here as the dusk begins to fall here at Gig Lane Bury. About midway through this 5-minute period of added time, long period added, caused mainly by the injury to Lewis Lacey, carried off with a fracture. And oh, that's an excellent challenge by Dave Burt. Plays it out to Astley Mulholland, who's onside, comes into the 18-yard box from the left. Can he get this ball across? Well, it's a good sliding challenge from Harrison, but it's still going to be a corner for FC United. Now, can FC United put the icing on their first half cake here? 2-0 they lead, and Banks will stroll across to take this corner. And
Stotts making his way up, making
it clear that he wants Jacobs, Jerome Wright to stay back, and Birch has stayed fairly deep too. Here comes the corner. Far post. Important header there from Witten. Another corner. FC United can pile on a bit of extra pressure at the end. They lead by 2-0. Can they find a third goal? Well, Banks strolls across. No great hurry to take this. Probably feels that he's got enough time to stroll across and take the corner. And perhaps that'll be all there will be time for.
Probably another minute, I think.
And Banks now finally reaches the corner flag, right-hand side. This will be a right-footed outswinger as he places the ball, steps back, chips it invitingly, headed away though by Harrison. Birch does well, gets it out to Banks. Banks with Tuck nipping away at his heels, and Tuck does well. And still a throw-in though for FC. Wood has to concede.
It's a good way to run down the clock.
Ollie Banks now, while he surrenders throwing. It's a bit of blatant time-wasting here from FC. And given they've got their opponents half of the field, they might want to get on with it and see if they can rub salt into the wound here with a third goal. Kyle Jacobs. Long, penetrating throw. Daniels, back header on. Goes across the face of the goal. And that will be it. Well, so far so good for FC United of Manchester. They started brightly. Witten made the decision to play towards the cemetery in the first half, which meant that FC were playing towards their favourite MRE, Manchester Road End, in the first half. And, well, that's certainly a plan that hasn't worked so far for the visitors, with FC United and a two-goal lead. Wolfenden, superb speculative volley after a poor clearance by Cooper, the first goal, and then a beautiful finish from Ashley Mulholland after he beat the offside trap. Half-time, FC United and Manchester 2, Witten Albion 0.
FCUM Radio. FC Music United.
At Constructive Coding, we specialise in creating software and solutions that assist you in increasing your revenues and simplifying your processes. We focus on providing complete end-to-end solutions, from back-end processing and databases to interactive websites, desktop application and mobile devices such as Android tablets and iOS devices. Our philosophy is to provide something different, and we have the team to create something different for you. We are passionate about solving problems and are committed to creating value. We have a proven record for innovation, which delivers solutions for our customers. To find out more about the type of services we offer and to contact us, please visit www.constructivecoding.com. Constructive Coding, proud official sponsors of FC Live.
Welcome back to Gig Lane. I've got to fade that out because we've not got time before the second half kicks in. Oh, that is definitely you. That was Mr. Pleasant there. I'd like to dedicate that to Sean Tuck. And
exactly.
Half time here. Two apiece. 2-0 to FC.
Well, yeah.
I'm
two
bit high
cards apiece.
I can't even commentate. I can't even speak properly. But everyone knew that already. Paul.
I think most of the crowd here are really excited at the moment. We're 2-0 up, which we didn't really dream of at half time. We thought this was going to be a tight, close game. I think that in the dressing room now, there's two different camps, schools of thought in the dressing room. The Witten dressing room must be really deflated because they come here with high hopes, good away record. They've beaten us here before this season. They were very confident and they're suddenly 2-0 down and they're wondering, where do we get back in this? In our dressing room, I would like to think that Margie will be saying, keep the pressing game.
Absolutely.
Keep pressing them in their own half, in the first third of their own half, which we've done really well. And if we get a goal in the first 15 minutes, we can kill this off.
It might have been a mistake on Witten's part to say to FC, win the toss, and now you're going to attack the MRE in the first half. Because Matty Wolfenden, it was like you're saying, Bolt, straight out of the block, wasn't it?
Managers do this, well, not managers, captains do this to try and defuse the advantage of the home team by disorientating them a bit and saying, well, you're not going to kick the way you like to in the second half. But on the other hand, if you defend like they did in the first half, it doesn't really matter which way you're kicking.
No, because now in the second half, when you've got the advantage, you're
2-0
down.
Now they're chasing it. Yeah. And they're going to have to gamble now to get back in this, which gives us chances on the break.
Matty Wolford, in the first 20 minutes of that game, he was like a man possessed.
I think we've got to give credit to Mike Norton for hounding the goalkeeper so well. He pressed him, he worried him. The kick from the goalkeeper was a hasty one, it was a poor one. Wolfie seized on it from round about 35 yards. And, you know, he could very easily have blazed it wide or blazed it into the MRE. But he picked his spot and it was a gem of a goal. It was his 19th of the season.
And you could argue the keeper was out of position, but Even if he was in position, he'd had trouble with that one.
It was dead eye shooting, yeah. Wasn't it? And for a man who came to FC who didn't have a pedigree as a goal scorer, he really has come on.
Well, you could argue if we do get to the playoff finals, he's one of the architects of it, certainly.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, both our scorers tonight have scored for us in playoff semis already.
Yes.
Wolfie scored at Bradford. Mulholland, who we'll come on to now, he scored at Chorley last season, of course.
We, of course, on the podcast did a predictatron yes. of the team.
Yes.
Of course, we
at length.
Yeah, at length. Of course, we knew what we were doing. We were giving false perspective to the away to the opposition.
Nobody put Astley down.
We did, really. We thought, oh, he scored against Chorley last year. That must mean something.
I think that might have tilted Margie's decision making. Listening to that,
I hope so. Aston Mahone starting was a dubious one, but thinking yeah. about it on a yeah. logical level, it makes sense, because then you've got Jerome Wright and Aston Mahone pounding down the wings and giving their fullbacks trouble.
I don't profess to be an authority on the Witten team, but what I don't understand is, and maybe somebody from Witten might be able to put me up on this.
Don't encourage him.
Sheehan is playing right back,
yes.
who I've never seen play right back before, and I've seen him play midfield when he's played against us in the past. And he's been hopelessly exposed by Mulholland down this side.
Well, I don't think he has been exposed. I just think we're stretching him completely. Well, if you look at it, every attack,
yeah.
Mulholland's hugging this touchline, as is right on the other side. But oh, it's now Wolfie, isn't it? But they're stretching it.
They tried to play an offside in the 35th minute, and they all play the offside bar one. And what that left was Sheehan was hopelessly exposed on this right on this left hand side. Mulholland was allowed to race down the wing, into the box, and fire past Cooper from an angle.
He had so much time as well, really.
Because they pushed up and they couldn't catch him.
Yeah.
Because what Astley, of course, has got his pace.
Yes.
Now, he doesn't always deliver the best cross or the best pass, but he did exactly the right thing. He burrowed for goal. He went straight for goal. No thoughts of looking up and seeing who was going to catch him. It was like, I'm one-on-one with a goalie. I'm going to stick it in.
Let's talk about Kid Olajuwon.
Yeah.
There's a few players out there... wearing blue and gold tonight, who were a bit I tweeted delicate bunch, but yeah. It has worked in a way of disrupting the game for FC.
It has. The concern for me is that Norton's got a yellow card,
yes,
and to me that might mean that he doesn't play 90 minutes now. It might be Tom Greaves that comes on at a certain point, because you know that Tom Greaves is not going to get sent off.
Greaves is another problem though, isn't he, entirely for Witten?
Well, a different kettle of fish altogether. He might give Norton another, say, 15 minutes.
Yes.
Say, run around, cause them problems, and then we're going to put some fresh legs on and carry on.
Yes.
A fresh striker up the pitch. But the loss of Lacey didn't worry me too much, to be honest, because we know Lee Neville can play centre-back. We know Jerome is a very capable left-back. So, to me, we've not been weakened by that loss. Although it is a big loss to us.
There's a lot of conjecture. Obviously, the Northwich Guardian journalist, Simo's over there.
Yeah.
He said he won the ball. However, there's an ex-player in that stand as well who says it wasn't necessarily the winning of the ball that counts. It's the leg that he left in.
That's right. I thought he left his foot in.
Yes.
I'm some distance away here on the other side of the pitch. But to me, the Witten player left his foot in, and that's very dangerous. And the referee didn't see it, obviously, because he restarted the game with a Witten throw-in.
El Presidente came over before while we were commentating and said the ambulance had been called. All best wishes to Lewis Lacer.
I mean, it's a good time if you're going to get a break like that, because you've got the summer to try and, you know, start the rehab. But it means that Adam Jones is going to have a rehab partner.
Yes.
During the summer. They're going to be working together.
Although Adam Jones is still working for the club, amazingly.
Well, yeah.
He still sent me an email today.
He's still
today.
Got his rehab to do, as though he's got to fit that in, hasn't he?
Second half, what do you reckon? We can't rest on this. We've got a
first
goal for
15 minutes, we have to look for a goal.
Yes.
Because to me, a third goal will kill this dead.
Yes.
We've not lost a two-goal lead yet this season. There's one thing to think of. We did claw back a three-goal lead. I think it was Mosley in the cup.
Yes.
But, you know, I would say it's in our hands now. This is really in our hands. And hopefully Fylde continue their good work down in Staffordshire.
Fylde are currently 1-0 up in their game against Hemsford. That would mean, as things currently stand, we're back here potentially Friday.
Could be Saturday.
Rumour, Saturday. But we'll see how that goes. You know what the membership's like. Delicate
okay.
bunch.
Cheers, everyone.
I don't know how you're taking that off. You're commentating still. FC Live, brought to you by ConstructiveCody.com and the Armchair Army. Just to let everyone know, the reason why the atmosphere sounds so bloody amazing tonight is because of the crowd, obviously, but also, up until 2 p.m. today, we weren't able to broadcast tonight. It was looking very dangerous and very, very iffy, and that made me and Marv pull our finger out and do a bit of technical wizardry, and now the laptop is broadcasting for us, which means we can have it ultra loud, which means you get the full array of sounds in the main stand and obviously a bit in the MRE when they can be bothered singing. So, second half is fast approaching. I'm now joined by the lovely James Quinn.
Thank you.
There you go.
Very lovely of you to say that.
And the Sato Paul is going to be commentating as well. You can follow Sato Paul's work at www.constructivecoding.com/footballscores.php. And there is, of course, a 30-second difference between what Paul types in and what you hear on the commentary.
Either that or I'm a great predictor.
Yes, well, we're already, it's the second half Witten kick-off. This time they'll be playing towards the Manchester Road end. So their keeper, Matthew Cooper, will be spared the hostility, shall we say, of the Manchester Road end crowd. Most vociferous section of the FC support. And that's headed by Norton, but it's only as far as Hancock. Hancock plays this out nicely. This is a good start to the second half by Witten. That's played across far post.
Shadow ball. That counts as deliberate handball, which should be a yellow card.
Well, that was Daniel Andrews who definitely stuck his arm out and made contact with the ball, but the referee that's not booking him.
That's poor refereeing.
That is. Just seems to go against the rules of the game, but referees, shall we say, showing flexibility there to Andrews, and let's hope he shows flexibility all round.
He's gone to the bench, they have a quick word there to calm it down, I think.
Yes, the referee having a word with the benches there. He's also speaking to one of the, I think maybe Sheehan over the far side there, and Witten themselves have got to keep clear-headed here, and serve FC, very much a mental aspect to this game now. FC not sitting on it, relaxing, and Witten have got to believe. Stop with a header there. Ollie Banks moves it forward. Norton tries to make a take, but he can't do so, and the ball will just roll through to Cooper in the Witten Albion goal. Clearance now by Cooper. Banks with a header. Back to Harrison. Back to Banks, who volleys that. FC could do with getting hold of this ball. Joseph now volleys it in the direction of Foster. Can he keep this in? Yes, he can. He does well. Foster keeps the ball in play round about the corner flag. And then buys a foul. Just runs into... the skipper, FC skipper, and it's a free kick to Witten now, just by the corner flag as they attack left hand side. And that's a good ball, worst up with a punch, headed away by Wright, only as far as Dan Andrews, who'll chip it back into the danger area. That's volleyed away by Banks that time, and Mulholland then will just shepherd it out of play. It's a throw into Witten in front of the dugouts, and Witten has started brightly in the second half, and that's a quickly taken throw in. Tuck now has it by the corner flag. Booze for him, and well tackled by Neville, who will clear. Norton has to go on the left hand side but can't keep the ball in play, and it's a throw into Witten on the halfway line, right hand side. Joseph with this. Now then, Tuck breaks through nicely. Can he get this into the area? Plays it back to Andrews. It's stopped. Was it a handball? Witten are furious. It was blocked. And it looked as though there may have been contact with the hand. Impossible to tell from where we are.
Inconclusive.
But Witten, several players really were furious.
Hey, James, these things happen, you know.
I do indeed. And But as far as the Witten players concerned, but Witten have started on the front foot in the second half, no doubt about it. Throw in far side. Penetrating throw in, headed on. Ball bubbling around in the area. Oh! Well, it was in the end, it was blocked.
I think it was Tuck lurking at the back post, was it?
Tuck there, he stayed down after that shot.
He did take a knock. It's a shame.
But really are, and it's Witten who've who've come out here really, really wanting it in this second half. They trail 2-0. Well, that could soon change the way things are going. Heads it across there. It's headed out. Now FC will try and break away. Banks slides it across to Mulholland, but Mulholland can't take control of it. He goes down. He'd like a free kick, he's not going to get one.
So
it's Matthew Wood now, midway inside Witten territory, and a rather ambitious ball there. Out to, Jacob shepherds it out for a throw-in. Not enough control on that from Matthew Wood. But Witten, or whatever they're talking to, they got a half-time has worked so far. And they need a goal pretty soon. Daniels with a header for FC towards Norton. Joseph deals with that. And that's a good long ball now, which Steve Foster will volley into the area. Jerome Wright heads clear. Headed on by Wolfenden to Norton. Takes it on his chest. Turns. It's fouled. Yes, it's fouled by Joseph. Joseph probably felt he had to do that because Norton on the turn there could have got away from him. And had Mulholland up there in the support and Wolfenden. So free kick to FC United on the halfway line. Banks has it now. Short corner, rather pointlessly taken there by Jacobs, almost putting his team under pressure. Stott clears it, only as far as Harrison. Harrison then, and it's Foster will head this on. Wurstorp has to come, and does so, and half volleys that towards the right, and it's Wolfenden then battling with Wood there. And Witten now playing it upfield. That's a good one. Wood had continued his run. Joe, and a bit of a misunderstanding there.
Now, what? He's given a penalty,
oh, he's given a penalty. Well, there was a misunderstanding there between Wurstorp, the keeper, and Stott. But Stott's on a booking here, so...
I think Stott tried to ease him out of the way as...
And,
as the ball dropped.
So Witten will... and to be absolutely fair, Witten have been exacting the pressure on FC United this second half. And now they've got a penalty to show for their pressure. But it did look a harsh one, but it was definitely a misunderstanding between Wurstorp and Stott at the back. Had a mini collision.
I think it's Hancock's going to take it.
Hancock is going to take this, the number seven for Witten. A little bit of mind games going on. Banks trying to make comments about where the ball is positioned. And a Witten player trying to push him away. This is all mind games now to get in the face of Hancock. As the referee waits.
52 minutes.
52 minutes gone. The vital one. FC lead 2-0. Penalty to Witten, though. Can they pull one back? Well, he's been made to replace this.
Spenner did save a penalty at
Spencer Witten. May well have done, but it's worse stopping goal now. So Hancock now with this to put Witten back into this game. Here it comes. He does it nonchalantly. Sends Wurstorp the wrong way. And the momentum now is with Witten Albion. A lot of noise from their supporters. And you'd have to say that Witten Albion deserve that and the way they've come out this second half. FC United not quite at it. Not retaining possession. Misunderstanding at the back there. They admit Wood's run wasn't picked up. He was fouled. In the opinion of the referee, there was definite contact. And now, 2-1 is the scoreline. And what a game we have now at Gig Lane. Dean Stott clears it nicely. That's Daniels, picks this up neatly. Out to Kyle Jacobs. Jacobs brings it inside, plays it out there. Wolfenden outside to Daniels, right hand side. Back to Wolfenden. Wolfenden in the 18-yard box. And that's kept in nicely there by Witten. And they'll try and bring it out now. And Foster. Oh, and that was a late challenge from Jacobs. He could be in trouble here. He could be in trouble here, Jacobs. He slid in there. And what's the card going to be? Well, the referee calm now, taking his time. But it was a little bit late from Jacobs.
Luckily, he's not on the yellow yet.
Well, if he had been, but that's this is where it becomes a mental thing, a psychological thing. FC United, it's a yellow card for Jacobs, but FC United can't get drawn into this now. They've got to keep cool heads.
It's 5 yellow cards for FC.
And
not wet.
And if any, we have got a real contest now. 54 minutes gone, FC United 2, Witton Albion 1. Penalty by Hancock a few moments ago, bringing Witton into it, back into it. Jacobs with a wild clearance, which will go out for a throw-in. Nathan Wood with the throw-in, halfway line for Witton Albion. And ball comes loose there. Well, Powell dispossessed. Jacobs plays it down the line. Norton will try and pressurise Joseph. Banks takes it on his stomach and hooks it forward there to Norton. Norton challenging Joseph, who hooks it clear. Neville plays it out left to Jerome Wright over halfway. Attacking from left full-back. Plays it forward there, but loses possession. Witton will bring it away again with Powell. Oliver James. Oliver James plays it back. Cooper slips as he clears there. Dave Birch there, and Wolfenden tries a shot, but it was a bit ambitious. A little roll harmlessly through to Cooper in the Witton goal. 10 minutes gone in the second half. FC United 2, Witton Albion 1. Headed forward now, Kyle Jacobs. Kyle plays it to Birch there, but he's dispossessed, and Witton really at it now, and FC have got to be on their mettle. Birch caught in possession there. Neville with the clearance. They'll go out for a throw-in, and FC United clearly rattle now. But they're still 2-1 to the good here. And they've just got to settle down. Clear heads. Witton, you can see, they've really got the bit between the teeth. They've got the momentum with that penalty. And Cooper now has it in the penalty area for Witton. Plays it forward. Kyle Jacobs will play it. That's a wild one, and FC United Woods clears it, but that's only as far as Birch, will play it out to Wolfenden. Wolfenden now right hand side, midway inside Witton territory. Oliver Banks will chip it forward to absolutely nobody, and FC United need to think about stringing some passes together, calming the game back. And that's cleared now by Cooper. Neville with the header. Goes vertically there, and Jacobs heads it on further. Powell chips it forward nicely. It's a nice looking ball there for Tuck. It's a careless header back. Tuck. And tackled well by Neville, and then cleared by Worsnop. Nathan Wood with a header for Witton. Jacobs now. Jacobs now will play it out for a throw-in. It's a throw-in to Witton, about 15 yards, midway inside FC territory, and a real battle for the ball now with Wolfenden, and Daniels with a clearance. He was caught late there, but he's played it out to Mulholland, who will use his pace to come over halfway. Almost gets past Sheehan, but Witton break it up. Mulholland almost regains possession. Slightly scrappy there, and Witton now come away with it. Witton under a bit of pressure there. Norton charges down. Throw into Witton, halfway inside their own territory. Right-hand side, FC United 2, Witton Albion 1, 57 minutes gone. Two goal half-time lead for FC, reduced by a penalty from Hancock after a foul on Wood. Oh, head tennis in the centre of the field now. FC United, Neville there with a long ball, which Wood will collect, and FC United unable to hang on to the ball at the moment. Clearance by Matthew Wood in the Witton goal. Headed on Jerome Wright, tries to keep it in play. And Tuck is fouled. And Witton will have a free kick on the right-hand side, midway inside FC territory. Andrews steps across to take this one. This is a potentially dangerous one, and they're good from set pieces, the visitors. Here comes Hancock. Comes in, that's a good one there. It's headed on, and it was Tuck that headed on, and it was Powell, number six, who tried to get in the end of it, couldn't quite, and the ball goes sliced wide. Well, what a contest we have here.
It's been a very trying 13 minutes so far for FC. They just haven't got going at all.
But Well, we said a lot of football to be played still, and FC United still with a 2-1 lead here. Now Tuck, Stott does well, Jacobs heads on, and well, Wolfenden kind of hot volleys on speculatively, but Joseph puts it out of possession for Whitman to throw in for FC United. Kyle Jacobs, another five men now on yellow cards for FC United. How costly could that statistic come to be as the night wears on here? Now Mulholland loses possession. It's charged down by Banks, but then Neville gets on the end of it, volleys this, loses possession, chipped forward. That's a good looking ball now for Steve Foster. Chases it almost the corner flag and goes down, looking for a foul. Nothing doing, says the referee. And he stays down. The referee will come over and check that everything's all right. And yes, he stayed down.
He's clutching his shoulder, I think.
Whether he fell awkwardly there. And there will be another stoppage. What do you think, Paul? Do you think... FC are a bit unsettled to a large degree? Or?
Yeah, I think Witten are quite relentless at the moment, aren't they? They're coming back at us every time we try and come forward, we're losing the ball. They're pumping it forward, chasing Harry, and very, very difficult for FC at the moment to get any kind of pattern to the play.
It was certainly true when FC played Witten here in the league about 5 weeks ago. Witten came up with 1-0 on that occasion and a bad mistake for the goal they scored, but they were sort of out. They did press harder in midfield, they maintained possession better throughout that game, and that pattern is being slightly recreated in this this second half.
I think the managers reminded them at half time of their strengths, and now they're beginning to play to them again.
But it's important for FC that they objectify the game, that they're the team in the league, that they had a strong period, and they mustn't get unsettled by the fact that the lead has been narrowed. Anyway, we're back in play again.
I think what we mustn't try and do is hold on, because we need a third goal.
Absolutely, and here comes Worsnop. That's headed on there. And back inside Witten territory, that's played back, and Cooper will clear this. Jacobs with the header. The ball comes loose. And the Birches are judged to have fouled there, and it'll be a free kick to Witten. It's about 10 yards inside their own territory. Joseph will float this free kick forward, penetratingly towards the left there. And there comes Wood again. Jacobs goes in with a heavy challenge, which is deemed to be legal, but it is a throw in to forward, which one will take for Witten. And it goes. It's a pretty long throw, too. It's half headed clear. There's a real battle for this. Wolfenden on the 18-yard line. That's played forward, and Banks a little bit too hard, and good alertness there from Sheehan. Clears it, and it's a throw into FC deep inside their own territory, right-hand side.
The body check on the ball boy there by Wood wasn't very much appreciated in the corner.
And so FC United with a 2-1 lead here with 17 and a half minutes of the second half gone. Real contest now, real battle between these two sides now. Player ran into FC Bald Boy, which is can send some around us. It's kind of the boy seems to be okay now. Did you say these doubt that there was any intent? I think it was just impetuous. A bit touch of the Aiden Hazard, Hazard there from Wood. Wood now Witten's representative in the league team of the year with this throw-in, headed by Jacobs. And now it's been brought away. Daniels, though, checks and he's fouled.
Again.
That was Powell, and just need to calm down here, not take a quick free kick. FC, I would suggest. And just let it all settle down and see if they can build from the back here.
We've had 31 free kicks, so it's roughly one every 2 minutes.
And plenty of stoppages. Well, 2-1 the FC lead as Neville takes this free kick, floats it. It's been clear, half cleared by Whitten. Comes in, it's a volley shot, but it's way wide. Grande Birch.
We had so much traffic hit our website all at once that the website crashed. But we've redirected everyone now. Everyone's fine. Really? But listeners do have to rotate by 500.
Are they listening to the Hensford game now?
Red bands, all red bands, out the pool.
Rather cones all round our website now, with men in fluorescent jackets. And that ball played harmlessly through to John Worsnop in the FC United goal. 2-1 the lead. And we have 25 minutes of this game to go, plus a few minutes of added time. What a contest. It's played forward now. It's hooked forward there, and Daniels wins a throw down. Was the substitute, early injury to Lewis Lacey. He was taken off with a suspected fracture. A replacement was Daniels, and that meant a real reshuffle for FC United. Birch, and that's a free kick.
Just to update everyone, Hensford 2, Fylde 1.
So it's all changing of the guard now. Hensford with a 2-1 lead, and FC United also 2-1 up here. Stayed like this, FC would travel to Hensford for the playoff. Jacobs now has it under a bit of pressure, but does well. Brings it forward right-hand side. Chips it forward, but Sheehan will deal with that very comfortably. And so with 65 and a half minutes gone, we'll just let this passage of play go, and then we'll hand you over to Swampy. Joseph, on a bit of a misunderstanding. Norton, can he win this? Well, was he fouled? No, he wasn't, in the opinion of the referee. And I'll hand you over to Swampy and Brian for the rest of this game.
Thank you, James. And, a pulsating last 25 minutes here. Some controversy from a penalty perspective, some challenges flying in, and a ball boy being, in my being, not being dealt with in a particularly nice manner. We were talking about players.
They weren't saying thank you like they were on Saturday.
Well, we were talking about, maybe about Barwick, how nice he was and polite towards the ball boys and ball girls here at FC United. But they've got the ball back in play now. It's been Kyle Jacobs, another player that's been booked. Plays it inside to Birch now. Birch after the penalty area, tries to thread a ball through. But FC United now got to be careful. The far right hand side, it's Andrews plays the ball in, and Lee Neville has to come across, plays it back to his goalkeeper. Slightly under with the pass there, but he got away with it. Worsnop was equal to it, and they sprayed the ball on this near touchline again. Stock comes across, similar to position to where
the first
penalty was given, and I've got to say it was a very soft penalty. From an FC perspective, and on another day the referee would have waved play on, but he duly books John Worsnop, and it's 2-1.
Go on, Michael.
Can Daniels get into this game? He's been workmanlike, but he's not had a real opportunity to show his quality. And
no, he's definitely been on the fringes, Greg Daniels, since he came on. Of course, we had to change the formation, didn't we? And Wolfie was absolutely rampant in the centre of that midfield. Well, furthest forward of them, and he's had to switch out right.
He certainly has. It's FC United now on the far left hand side. It's going to be picked up by Wolfenden. Is it? No, it's stabbed forward. Halfway line. Up goes the number seven. Up goes Kyle Jacobs. Wins the header there. And then the ball's hit over the top again. And they're going to chase this down, but Worsnop comes across. And he'll gather this and take his time. And as I say, if you just joined us, we've got 67 minutes on the clock. It's 2-1 to FC United. Two goals in the opening 45 minutes. A wonderful first goal from Matty Wolfenden, and then an equally sublime goal by FC United's Ashley Mulholland. And Jerome right now picks the ball up left hand side, plays it into Daniels. Daniels tries to get beyond one, but two players surround him. They give the ball straight back, and Jerome can't quite get that under control, and they've got an opportunity on the right hand side now. Witten, three players in attack, and they get the ball into the penalty area. It's with Sean Tuck.
Well then, Jerome.
Doesn't get beyond FC United's Jerome right then, and well played Lee Neville. And then that's it. A yellow card. Anybody's. I mean, that's rugby league, and Lee Neville had gone beyond his player. The referee's not even going to have a word. He's been tugged back. He's booked players for tugging shirts. Yeah. And he really has had such an indifferent game, this referee, this evening.
I wouldn't say he's been indifferent. I'd say he's been bloody awful.
David Richardson, he missed the challenge on FC United's Lewis Lacey, which resulted in a broken leg, we believe. And FC United have had to shuffle it around.
Go on, Mike!
Opportunity to the penalty area. Can Michael Norgan, the goalkeeper comes out, he misses the ball, it's headed away, and it's out for a corner ball to FC United. Undid themselves at the back there. A long ball over the top. Michael Norton, as he's done all the evening, just chasing something down. The goalkeeper thought about it, Andrews. He came for it, the defender decided to take it away from him, and well, Ben Harrison headed the ball wide and out for a corner ball to FC United of Manchester. And well, the referee, I always find it interesting, now the referee saying hurry up. If there was a multi-ball system on the pitch, this would have been taken.
Yeah.
It's their own making, their own doing.
Bizarre, isn't it? This is all they're trying to create problems, isn't it?
Well, it's a corner ball to FC United,
Piggy.
Far side of the ground.
Piggybacks
on it. Can he whip this in? Can Norton get in the end of it? Can Birch, can Stott? It's a great penalty. And the goalkeeper gathers it on his line superbly well.
Right under the crossbar like that. There should have been somebody on his shoulder, shouldn't there?
Well, the referee actually had blown for a free kick.
I thought he had as well.
But allowed them to play on. And here they come down on this near touchline. It's picked up by Hancock. Hancock plays the ball through. Lee Neville stretches one leg out and wins the first ball. Can't get the second ball. And FC United need to get back in numbers. And there's an offside decision.
Well done, John.
And, well, Michael Powell was second to it anyway, and Worsnop again, hole in his eye. Good day in the first half as well, and he's kicked the ball out.
Apparently, when you took over commentating, people felt safer some reason. Like you weren't, you know, you were going to comfort them through the next 25 minutes.
We'll do our very, very best. At the end of the day, there is always one. At the end of the day, there is anything optimistic you can say, Mr. Quinn, about FC, or have we just got onto pot?
Doom, we're all doomed.
Doomed to a watery grave with a captain who's legless. What do you mean? I haven't touched. No, I mean you've got no legs. Oh yes, sorry. Carry on.
Come on,
FC United certainly have legs, and Jerome Wright with two very fast ones clears the line, plays it back to Worsnop, whose clearance isn't particularly good, but equally it allows FC United's Aston Mulholland to try and win the ball back.
Astley. He's putting a shift in.
He has Matthew Wood. Below us with this throw-in, the referee's waiting. There's going to be a substitution, and it's going to be the number six coming off, Oliver James, the centre half, and replacing him. Well, the referee wanted to take some fluids on now.
Doing a good job there.
Has he?
All about opinions. Ben. All about opinions, Ben.
Well, can Whitton do anything? They've got around about 20 minutes to go. Well, the referee was taking fluid on there. The number three, Nathan Wood, has stolen about a good 15 yards for the throw-in.
And it's a foul throw.
But play continues. It's cut inside now to Powell. Powell plays it walls back post. It's a decent ball as well, but good defending.
Oh, well played, Jerome Wright.
Jerome Wright there. And then I think it was the number seven there, was it Hancock? Or might have even been Tuck. No, it was Hancock.
Today's attended 2,492.
I thought there'd have been more. I thought there was more.
Well, FC United's
well up, Mike.
Michael Norton does really well. Then he's brought down.
Go
with
on!
The left hand
go
side.
On, Greg.
Ball in the penalty area. Ball chipped across there.
It comes
off the head of a defender, but it's
strike,
goes for Mulholland.
Strike,
in the penalty area, Mulholland now. Right hand side. Plays the ball across. Bangs!
Oh,
and it's just inches wide. And that could have been FC United into the final.
Unlucky.
But it was a good bit passage of build-up play from FC United. It just took a whisker from the defender to take the ball away. It came to the right-hand side. Aston Mulholland played it inside to Banks, and Banks tried to curl it into the top corner. Very unlucky there from FC United.
Good head there, Stott.
Stott wins the ball on the halfway line. FC United need to pick it up with Banks.
Well in, Birchie. He's had a blinder tonight, Birchie. Best game I've ever seen.
He's marshalled that midfield superbly well. FC United. Throw-in's taken. It's a free header, and then it's headed on by Jacobs by mistake, and then Jacobs' second ball wins it.
He was late into Jacobs there, wasn't he? Go on, Mike!
Michael Norton.
Go on, Mike!
Can he get beyond the goalkeeper? He's got beyond the goalkeeper.
Oh, it's a penalty!
FC United have a penalty, and the goalkeeper was this time the last man, and that is a red card. It has to be a red card, and the referee's going to go to his book and give him a yellow. But he's the last man, and there's you have to go, I'm afraid. That's the rules of the game. Has to be a red card, but he's not going to give him a red card.
No, because it's wide of goal, I imagine.
But he's gone back, he's gone round him, he would have took that in and a yellow card. He's the last man, though. That's the rules of the game. Say if you're the last man, you're going to go. If a defender's done that, he's going off the pitch. I don't want players to be sent off, but that is a red card. No question about it.
But they should be down to 9 men, let's face it.
But anyway, the penalty's still there for FC United. Dean Stock will be the man to take it. Double figures already here this season for him. Although four of them have been in his own goal. Sorry, three. Dean Stock now steps up. Left-footed or right-footed. Yeah! And FC United are only 16 minutes away from a final against either Hensford or FC United.
FC filed.
A great penalty. He took it to the goalkeeper's left, put it into the back of the net, and FC United lead by 3-1, and parity is restored.
Well, the keeper went the right way, but three of them wouldn't have stopped that, would they?
And Allah Rochdale, Allah Brighton, left-hand side, the MRE, the flags are waving, and so the smoke things. Lovely red.
I think it's just somebody with a torch under the chin.
It may well be, yes. And they'll be well protected in there, I would have thought.
Away, Kyle. Good head, lad. Well up, Birchley. Well played,
Birch
lad.
Wins the header. And, the red mist hasn't descended upon FC United. It's the red glow of victory at this moment in time, but there's still, we know Witten have got plenty in the locker. What can they perform and how can they perform in the next 13 or 14 minutes? 3-1, FC United. A change imminent for FC. For me, it's time to bring on Jake Cottrell. Those legs, that power, that tenacity in the middle of the park. Maybe Wolford and maybe the man going off.
He's out there already, dear. He's pumped. Good head, Mike.
Leicester United halfway line now, trying to win the ball back. Mulholland with a strong challenge, does really well. Norton plays it inside now to Daniels. Daniels showed a little bit too much of it. It's picked up by Witten Albion. Played it on this near left-hand side now to Nathan
now
Wood.
It's Witten's turn to rush.
At Hensford, there's currently a 22-man brawl taking place.
Excellent.
So whoever we're playing might have an issue building aside.
I hope somebody's filming that, because I love a good melee.
You do, don't you, indeed?
We haven't had one for ages.
We're custard, Brian.
You can't beat a bench clearer, as the Yanks call it.
The referee just having a word with FC United's Ashley Mulholland. Just a bit of cramp there. He's worked tirelessly this evening. But FC United, as I say, about to make this change. Burt wins it. Wolverton's trying to get on the end of it. Doesn't win the header. But there's a free kick there against Dean Stott, who again has been tremendous this evening. And FC United imminent. It's going to be, in fact, FC United are making the change, and it's going to be Mulholland indeed that's coming off. He's on the right side of the pitch.
That's why he's come here.
And the referee hasn't seen the board yet.
Let's see one of your electrifying sprints now. I was like, no. All right, see.
Well, the board's gone up. The assistant referee surely should be on the halfway line. No, it's the fourth official now, isn't it? And Ashley Mulholland, yeah. FC United's goal scorer of the second. Makes way, and it looks like Jake Cottrell's the man coming on.
A tweet in from Stuart Bott, which says, Swamper, admit it, you're drunk.
As if.
Punch drunk love, that's what I've got for this football club. Punch drunk love. Matty Wolfenden just doing a few stretches. And the referee is going to go across to Ashley Mulholland, I would have thought.
He'll be off by then.
But the thing is, he's had cramp, but he's... He's walking off because he's absolutely cream crackered. Well, over just shy of 2,500 here this evening. And FC United and Manchester, have they secured a place?
It's not bad though, this. We take a man off and put two men on in Jake.
Well, that's he's got the engine, hasn't he? He's got the quality.
Hasn't he just?
And worse not, takes the free kick. It's
rubbish.
A bit short and it's picked up by the number 11 on the far right hand side. Away goes Andrews. And then they hit the ball high over the top. It's a decent ball, and it looked like to me that Foster was offside there, but the referee allows play to continue.
Well,
and in comes
Kyle.
Jacobs and wins the ball, and it's high in the air. 18.
Well up, Mike Norton.
Cottrell's first touch results in a throw-in on the right-hand side. Well, have they got anything else in the locker? Where now be in the...
Well, they bested us this half, it has to be said. They were a different team second half, weren't they?
Well, they got the... got a penalty to make it 2-1, and FC United had to settle, and they did exactly that, and then resulted in Michael Norton going around the goalkeeper. And to be honest, it wasn't a cute angle, but he could have slid that in for me.
Of course, it was going to do, wasn't he?
And the goalkeeper brought him down, and Matthew Cooper, I think, has to be very grateful and thankful to the referee, as Jerome Wright back defending superbly well.
He's done so well at left back, hasn't he, Jerome?
His calibre is in no question, really, for me as a left back. I've said it, and many people have as well. He could play league football in that position if he'd.
It's not as if he's looking like a makeshift left back, is
he? No,
he's played intelligently.
But he's got the pace of the quarters. He can tackle as well, and for me, he's terrific. There's been a substitution about.
Well done, Matty.
He's FC United now. Matty Wolford chips the ball up towards Banks. Doesn't come off for him, but Birch is there to win the header. And then Kyle Jacobs, lovely first bit of control, and then nutmegs the defender. Then
unlucky.
Is it out for a throw-in? No, it's not. It's picked up on this near side by Hancock. Strong challenge there from Oliver Banks.
That could well be a yellow card.
Well, the skipper there.
That was unlike Banksy, that, wasn't it?
Well, Anthony Shearer, the skipper. What happened with that? And that's funny how Steve Foster has broken the leg of an FC defender.
Yeah, well, he's got a lot to say.
Banks was, it was late, that was a late challenge, and the player's down with injured with cramp, that's all it is. And it's going to be a yellow card for Oliver Banks.
I don't think it is, actually. I'm afraid it's going to be a bit more.
The linesman there, Oliver Banks, said have a chat to him as well, because he's disputing indeed the yellow card.
It was a nanosecond late. It was a damn sight earlier than the one that broke his leg, right?
There's a break in play. We've got 78 minutes. ConstructiveCoding.com and the Armchair Army, as always, bring you this game live and exclusive. FC United, a match of currently 3-1 up here. The physio's on for Witten Albion. And that is merely cramp, but at the end of the day, that suits us. FC United, 2 up in the first half. A wonderful goal, over 40 yards from FC United's Matty Wolfenden. And it was all down to be honest, initial work from FC United's Michael Norton. He closed out the goalkeeper. It was a poor clearance, but took one touch and then volleyed it a good 40 yards. And FC United took a 1-goal advantage. Matty, and then FC United took a 2-goal advantage. A lovely ball by Banks onto this left-hand side, bringing in FC United's Ashley Mulholland. He opened his body. The only thing he could do was shoot, and he did that to perfection. Bent it round the goalkeeper. Bottom left-hand side of the goalkeeper. 2-0 to FC United, and that's how they went in. The substitution has been made.
Number 7's gone off for Witten.
Well, Hancock's off, and the 14 on is Jamie Harrison. As the ball is planted into the FC penalty area.
Great
headed
head
there by.
Good head, Kyle Jacobs. Referee, he was a fortnight late there.
Well, it was in fact Michael Norton with a great header there, you know.
He was so late into Kyle Jacobs there. He was only going to hit him there.
Well, there was
he?
No intention, was there,
no,
at all?
No, whatsoever.
But they have the throw on this foot, on this near side, and they throw this ball long. And FC United currently, as I say, 3-1 up. I'm not sure whether that melee has ceased yet at Hennesford.
Let's hope not.
And FC United have to defend this. This is ball into the penalty area, near post. Who's
go
there?
Ahead, Kyle.
Kyle
go
Jacobs,
ahead.
A strong header there, and Jake Cotchell charges down.
Go on, Jack.
Does well there, Jacobs, and the ball's hit though by the skipper into the penalty area. And a
offside.
Free kick to FC United, and offside. And Lee Neville was fighting for his life to win that header. And he did win it, but there was an offside flag as well. So if you just joined us to say, wherever you are around the world, constructivecoding.com and the Armchair Army, 07596 104 122, for those late texters, 01618508 1878, or station at fcumradio.co.uk. We're on air till 11:40. Don't know what we're going to do, but we are. Well, we're not actually. Well, we could be.
Well played, Nev.
Ball's cleared by Neville, halfway line, picked up by the big number 5, Mark Joseph. Plays the ball right hand side, it's a decent ball headed on by Sean Tuck, flicked on by the number 2, but only as far as FC United's John Worsnop. And we're into the final 8 minutes, but there will be plenty of additional time.
Oh yes,
another substitution from FC United. Looks like it'll be Matthew Turney coming on, as FC United again. It was that man Norton who was just putting the pressure on. It's all the way back to the goalkeeper, and Cooper drops it on the floor and clears his lines. It's a hurried clearance as well.
Good head, Stott. Towering header. That.
Absolutely magnificent.
Well up, Mike.
Norton came back and won the header as well, but the referee said it was a free kick against him. Substitution is going to be a double substitution. In fact, FC United's Matty Turney coming on, as I say. And we'll just. You look puzzled.
Yeah, it's an odd one.
The tempo of the game, maybe it can. Can change it around, I'm not quite sure, but Well, see, he's going,
I don't think I want to see him putting his foot on the ball at this stage.
Well, is it Wolford and coming off?
It looks like it. It is indeed.
Well, it is indeed Matty Wolfenden who's coming off.
He's run himself bow-legged tonight, Wolfenden.
Well, a tremendous performance from one of the most underrated footballers, not of this football club, absolutely superb, tenacious quality from Matty Wolfenden. Youngest player ever to play for Oldham Athletic at 16 years and for 352 days.
Sean Tuck's going off for them.
Well, that's probably for his own benefit.
It's for everybody's benefit if he goes off, isn't it?
Well, Tuck goes off to a rapturous a round of applause from the 300 fans of Witten and boos.
Resounding boos.
And the substitution's been made and it's going to be a free kick. They're in their own. The ball's going to be hit straight through the middle. It's a dreadful free kick from the goalkeeper, but he's got a bit of luck there. And it's cleared there by Jerome Wright. Out for a throw in on the far side of the ground next to the main stand ultras flag. And this will be a long throw into the penalty area. FC United have to defend this again with all their might and all their strength and quality. No one up for FC United at all.
Now, is he allowed to do that? Take it 10 yards back to get a better angle.
Out well done, John. Wins the ball, punches it clear in the 14 there, flicks the ball left-hand side now to Wood. Can Wood get the ball into the penalty where he plays it across?
Well done, Kyle Jacobs
is equal to it.
Oh,
and
yeah,
then
lucky
stood four for him and they've got another opportunity in the penalty area. There's a bit of space now for the number 10.
That'll do. Look on there, Foster.
Steve Foster can do that all day as far as we're concerned.
That's the only thing he has done all day apart from break Lewis Lacey's leg.
Well, with less than 5 minutes of regular play, it's 3-1 for FC United and Manchester. And what would suit us, I suppose, at this moment in time, if that Hensford game goes to extra time, so they play the full 100 and whatever it is, 120 minutes.
And they've just got a late equaliser. It's 2-2, 92nd minute.
2-2 now, Witten. 2-2, not Witten. 2-2 for the game down at Hensford. FC United coming 3-1 up.
Well in.
Norton will pick this up. Strong challenge there by the number 12.
Oh, put my head
Joseph Shaw. And the 4 hits the ball down the right hand side again. Up goes Lee Neville. He gets a bit of purchase on it. Doesn't go particularly far, but FC United again trying to defend and close this ball down.
Well read, Kyle Jacobs.
Read the ball and then sprays the ball
to the keeper.
Back to the goalkeeper, unfortunately. And it's the wrong goalkeeper because it's not the FC one, it's Cooper. And he hits it right foot again. A poor clearance by Cooper.
He ain't out here.
And Turney will bring the ball down. First touch lets him down, unfortunately, but he's strong there and he wins the ball back. Can he win the second ball? Well, he Norman Whitesides him there. He just shoulder charged him out that way. I'm going through. Andy. 2-2 now.
Their goalkeeper got the equaliser.
The goalkeeper got the equaliser. Well, that's interesting. The ball's in the penalty area now. FC United need to defend it on this near touchline. Plays it back to the 14. Can he get the ball into the penalty area? Yes, he can. It's a decent ball as well. Towards the back post, the ball goes. A number of players calling for a penalty. Oh, they've got a corner.
A lot of players were calling for a free kick, actually, not a penalty. It should have been a free kick to us. There were all sorts of arms and elbows flying.
Well, the Witten goalkeeper getting they can get the equaliser there. It's all happening here as well. The ball, penalty head towards the back post, the goal, ball goes. Worsnop gets a touch on it and then it's a goal kick, an interesting one.
He pushed it down onto one, didn't he?
Well, if you just joined us, wherever you are around the world, as always, FC United, the match, to bring you this game live and exclusive, constructivecoding.com and the Armchair Army, with 3 minutes plus anything additional in this game, a pulsating game of football. It really does feel like a cup game, doesn't it?
Well, essentially it is, isn't it? It's a one-off, it's a semi-final. Nothing for the second leg or...
No, not at all.
A
draw. Ball's over the top there. FC United again, they can try and win this ball. Great defending by the number 3 there, Nathan Matthew Wood. Heads it back to his goalkeeper. And he clears his lines. There's Cooper this time. Lee Neville doesn't win the first ball. Flick down the right hand side for the 2. He's got a bit of room and his shot is a very tame, poor affair. And Worsnop thinks about throwing out to Banks but chooses not to.
Ben Hinchcliffe's equaliser, the goalie, was from 60 yards.
Oh, he's obviously heard what happened.
Sam Ashton-esque. Go on, Robin. Well up, son. Well up.
Norton now tries to get through the middle there. 3 players around him. And he can't quite get on the end of that, but FC
squeeze him, Matty, squeeze him. Go on, well in, lad.
FC United's turn, he does superbly well. Plays a 1-2 with Michael Norton as his legs taken from beneath him.
Hell, referee.
No play on, and there was nothing more clear than a free kick there. And now it's 3-2. Lee Neville just does it.
Well done, Lee.
Falling left hand side, out comes John Wurzenhoff. Defends it like the left back.
He should have dived on that, too.
Into the final minute, we'll see how many additional minutes they're going to be playing. The ball is a penalty here. Decent ball, is it? No, pulled to be gathered by John Wurzenhoff again. Superb there. He was out playing the left back position a moment ago. Now there, he's back in goals. He clears his lines. There's only Michael Norton up, but he doesn't win that first ball. Second ball he goes for and challenges brilliantly. Now FC United.
Lucky Matt.
Jake Cottrell nearly getting through there. They hit the ball long again.
Good head, Kyle Jacobs.
One thing FC United haven't allowed Wigan to do this evening is play any football. They've gone route one for the majority of the game, haven't they?
They have gone route one for most of it.
Well, there's extra time at Hennesford. I said that may play into our hands there, tired legs and all that.
Not only that, if they do win it, they won't want to play on Friday, will they?
Ball slipped over, FC United need to defend it.
Well done, Lee Neville.
Lee Neville went for the first ball, and then a strong challenge there. And Neville, second time, wins it. Well done, Lee Neville. Played out from Norton to Banks. Banks hits the ball high in the air.
Pity Norton didn't trap that then. He had time to pull that down.
Did anyone see that ball? Four additional minutes. As we wait for another ball. And that eventually arrives. And there's a throw-in on this near touchline to be taken by Mark Joseph. Straight to the penalty area, the ball will go. Decent throw as well, flicked on towards the back post. Daniels is there, clears his lines.
Go on, Mike.
Chase him all the way down. The goalkeeper now, and Cooper.
Get in his face.
Clear his line.
Mission accomplished.
Outside of the foot, out for a throw into FC United on the halfway line. No rush for Jerome Wright.
But he does rush. And finds Norton with a good throw.
Norton in a lot of room there now.
There's four FC players. Fast stick.
Norton there holds the ball, looks for support, he gets injured. Cottrell 1-2 there with FC United's number 17. Greg Daniels takes it to the corner flag, holds the ball up, two players around him.
Oh, well done,
gets
Greg.
Gets past one of them, gets
himself
well
a played,
corner.
Greg Daniels, well done,
so corner ball, FC United. No rush here, boys.
Bit of thinking, man's football, that.
The tweet of the night goes to Otso, who says, "You're so fair and balanced, I thought I was listening to Fox News for a moment."
100 other circumstances, I'd be offended, but I'm having that, yeah. This could well be a short corner, what do you think?
Well, this corner comes in for FC United, take it short, as you would expect. It's Banks on the ball. John Wurst not been voted the man of the match from the sponsors. I think it's whoever turns up and sponsors it normally is the best mate of someone. They give it to their best mate.
He's only made one save.
I think Dean Stott's been absolutely immense this evening. The ball's flicked across there. FC didn't need to do that, really. But we've had nearly 2 minutes of this additional four, and FC United.
There's been a lot of candidates for me, but
Birch has been outstanding and wonderful.
Yeah, worse not wouldn't have been wonderful, to be honest.
It's a throw-in on the far side of the ground. Just over the halfway line. FC United. That's a nice. The flag's there. There's lots of bright lights
what
flashing behind.
That's
excellent. That is a torch. This throw-in.
Somebody's camera flashed that, hasn't it?
Yes. Right hand side. We've got a free kick now of Witten. They're going to whip this ball into the penalty area. This is a last ditch attempt. They hit it towards the back post.
Go on, John.
One stops out there.
Well done, John.
It well. They picked up on the edge of the penalty area, though. They need to get this ball back into the penalty area. And they whip it in near post this time.
Good head. Look at that, Ben Edgar. Super Scotty. That'll do.
And that sums up Witten's evening and Daniel Andrews as well. He's hit a ball from about 45 yards, about 30 yards in the air, out and wide, and FC United have themselves a goal kick.
I'm giving the man of the match to Stott, Birch and Norton. That's a backbone, that, isn't it? And they have been a backbone tonight, those three.
They've been absolutely immense. Lee Neville's had to deputise at
centre-half. Yes, and he's done so well at all.
Jake Cottrell, but again, you're right, I think Birch has been actually magnificent in the middle. Norton's not stopped running all evening.
Go on!
That's Daniels now.
Go on, Greg.
Far left hand side. He's got a
corner flag, son. Corner flag.
Stay in the corner, yes. No problem at all there. Run the clock down.
And well done, Greg. Well done.
Ball and he's coming to his own in the last 5 minutes.
It took him well over an hour, but Yeah, this last 5 minutes. Well, 2 minutes, in fact, yeah. Well done, lad.
Well, I think what we'll do is...
There's been 40 free kicks in this game, which Paul tells me is a lot.
It is a lot,
statistically,
yeah.
That is a lot, yes, yeah. I like that. I think what we'll do as well, if when the final whistle blows, we'll say anything for a minute so you can listen to the fans. Because you don't want to hear us. We'll be back very shortly afterwards. But
go ahead, Scotty.
This is the crowd as...
Well played, Turner.
He went one way, went another way, and now he's on to the right-hand side. Take it to the corner. He's got Jacobs for company if he needs him. And he'll now give it away. But it makes no difference.
Yes! Superb performance.
Constructive Coding, we specialise in creating software and solutions that assist you in increasing your revenues and simplifying your processes. We focus on providing complete end-to-end solutions from back-end processing and databases to interactive websites, desktop application and mobile devices such as Android tablets and iOS devices. Our philosophy is to provide something different, and we have the team to create something different for you. We are passionate about solving problems and are committed to creating value. We have a proven record for innovation, which delivers solutions for our customers. To find out more about the type of services we offer and to contact us, please visit www.constructivecoding.com. Constructive Coding, proud official sponsors of FC Live.